Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2012 here, getting into the week after the Labor Day holiday, and fortunately nothing went bang. Obviously, that was a concern for a lot of people. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, keeping us out of trouble and answering the phone when you call on in here. Just a reminder, pardon me, tomorrow, our on-air guest will be Anthony Veltri. He is a new advertiser at WhatReallyHappened.com. He is a former member of the Department of Homeland Security. He's watched the agency start, grow, and evolve and become corrupt. And so he made good his escape, and he's now basically out there offering the private sector advice on how to prepare for personal, financial upheavals, career upheavals, which are on the horizon for everybody. So we're going to be talking to him about a lot of current events tomorrow in our third hour. Now, just before we went to airtime, I went over to the official website for the Jay Leno Show, and they are, in fact, showing Ron Paul will be the guest on the show tonight. There are rumors that there's some kind of a major announcement that's going to take place. We don't know what it is. Speculation is running rampant that he will declare as a third-party candidate. There is other speculation he may decide to be Gary Johnson's vice presidential nominee, which would get around the problem of being on the ballot, because Gary Johnson is already on the ballot in almost all the 50 states, whereas if Ron Paul declares third party, there's going to be a huge petition drive to get him on the ballot in enough states to carry the election. And sadly, unfortunately, the way these things are set up, many states, the deadline for those ballot petitions has already expired. So we'll see what he's going to say, and until he actually says what he's going to be doing, it's really just a lot of speculation. We're seeing all these concerns coming out of the Ron Paul campaign that he is unaware of how much public support there is for him. So you may take a moment to go over to the Ron Paul 2012 website and post a message or send an email or call Ron Paul's congressional offices and say that if he runs as a third party, you will support him, you will volunteer for the petition drives, you will write him a check, you will vote for him, you will tell all your friends, so forth and so on. So, obviously, a momentous announcement coming tonight on the Jay Leno Show. Now, I want to go back and recap this very bizarre story about the Secret Service having their truck full of equipment stolen up in Detroit when they were there with a, you know, covering Joe Biden when he was up there making a speech. And they got the van back. It was a U-Haul rental truck, unmarked. They're saying there were never any weapons in there, that it was just the various metal detectors that would be used to make sure nobody's bringing anything nasty to the venue where Biden was speaking, communications gear, that kind of stuff. And apparently they did get all of that back. It's kind of a really strange story, because you know, if you've stolen a truck and all of a sudden you realize you've got all this very expensive high-tech equipment, yeah, you may abandon the truck, you know, but wouldn't you empty it? I mean, who steals a U-Haul truck? Think about this very, very seriously. You know they've all got tracking on them. You know the police are going to be looking for it. It's not something that you can quickly repaint and hide. Why steal a U-Haul if you're not stealing the contents of the U-Haul? And I think there is a far more sinister interpretation of these events. And when we come back from this next commercial break, I'm going to be talking about that, because we're hearing all these rumblings from various sources that Obama is going to try and fake some kind of an assassination attempt on himself to demonize gun owners, to fan the flames of race hatred again, which he used to such great effect in 2008. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. When we come back, we'll be talking about this, because I think something else may be going on.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. Preaching man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this very strange story out of Detroit, where the U-Haul rent truck in which the United States Secret Service had the equipment they needed to protect the Vice President Joe Biden during a speech was stolen. They found the truck abandoned, apparently with all the equipment still inside. And on the face of it, this doesn't make any sense. People don't steal U-Haul trucks. They stick out like sore thumbs. They have all kinds of added security. The U-Haul Corporation does not like their trucks to go missing. And if you're going to steal a U-Haul, it's because there's something in the back you think might be worth stealing. And the person of interest apparently just drove it for a few blocks and then abandoned it. So what is going on here? Well, first of all, Intel Hub is breaking this story that the Obama administration has planned, should the poll numbers start to go against him, for a staged assassination attempt to build sympathy, reignite racism, demonize constitutionalists, gun owners, and everybody here on talk radio, especially the alternative media. They're all hate mongers out there. But that kind of draconian change will not be accepted by the American people unless that bullet, after it whizzes by Obama's head, hits somebody else who's very important, like maybe Joe Biden. Such a tragic high-level assassination in our country would give Obama the political leverage he needs to basically bring about these draconian changes, suspend the Constitution, suspend the Second Amendment, start grabbing guns, play victim, and try and ride a tide of sympathy into a second term. I don't know why he would bother. Romney's self-destructing as we watch. And, of course, it would also open the door to the vice presidency for Hillary Clinton, who is at the moment rather obviously on the far side of the planet. So, I had no idea what was going on here. Now, despite denials by the Secret Service, the loss of their communication equipment and metal detectors would open up gaps in the security around Biden. So this incident in Detroit may have been a dry run to see if they could compromise the Secret Service detail at a key moment, or it may have been an actual attempt that was aborted. For some reason, the go code wasn't given at that last moment. So Joe Biden, and not that I have a lot of regard for you, although you and I both appeared on a DVD. Keep your Kevlar undies on, because you would not be the first dead body left behind during Hillary Clinton's climb to power. And of course, I'm referring to Vincent Foster. Now then, we have decided here at whatreallyhappened.com to inaugurate a new honor, a new award, an official. We're going to start handing out awards for various things. You know, the corporate media and the politicians, they have gold things to display to prove their worth in society. And so we've decided we're going to start handing out our own. And our first one, of course, is the Golden Poo Award. And I'm changing the word of what poo is supposed to mean because I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC, which is looking for a reason to basically shut us all down here. And the reality is there are some piles of bovine excrement for which the official What Really Happened bovine excrement meter is not calibrated to measure. And we have had a problem with them blowing up from some of the whoppers we get from politicians and the corporate media. So we decided for those exceptionally steaming piles of USDA choice media manure, we're going to establish the What Really Happened Golden Poo Award in recognition of those who pilot higher and deeper than anybody else on the planet. And the current inaugural winner goes to a story that came out on CNBC yesterday claiming that China is to blame for the 2008 economic meltdown. And the article goes out and says Wall Street had nothing to do with it. They're just innocent victims. It was China because of all those Chinese savers, and they were flooding the market with inexpensive money, and you know, U.S. was borrowing it and got in over its head, and it's all China's fault. Now, we're all smart enough. You're all smart enough because our radio show and Republic Broadcasting as a whole, we tend to draw an audience in a very high intellectual demographic. And, you know, the dullards are left to be swept up by ABC, NBC, CBS, and so forth and so on. So we all know what's going on here. Wall Street wants to duck all responsibility for the multiple failures built into the private central banking system. We elucidated them on the show yesterday. And it's a system that plunders the people to enrich the bankers. It is inherently unstable, creates more debt than money. The mortgage-backed security fraud basically inverted the normal rules of the marketplace. Increasing price decreases demand, flipped that on its head, created a huge, huge bubble. Mortgage-backed security outright fraud, losses from that transferred onto the people. And because real estate and mortgage-backed securities and mortgages were paying such high rates of return, other essential segments of our economy were starved for investment capital, including factories and farms and new product development, from which the jobs are going to come that allow the American people to pay these skyrocketing mortgages. And nobody was paying attention to this. And then, of course, because volatility and chaos increases profits to those Wall Street players, those hedge fund managers and so forth, consciously or unconsciously, they're going to reinforce chaos and volatility because they can make a fast buck and they don't care what it does to the rest of the nation. So Wall Street wants to duck responsibility for that. Wall Street knows the American people are onto the scam. And so, oh, no, it's not us, really. We're really working hard trying to keep the country going. It's those gosh darn Chinese over there. Hurt them. Hurt them. Now, of course, the other fact of this, of course, is that China has just announced a gold-backed international currency for trade based on 1 kilo bars of gold. They're taking all their gold reserves. They're melting them into these bars. They're going to issue them as the foundation for a new international trade currency. This is why the Chinese were finding all those tungsten bars we talked about a while back. And other nations are already flocking to join this new gold-backed value-based currency because they want to be free of the declining and very unstable Federal Reserve dollar. So basically, China has just committed the same unforgivable offense that Muammar Gaddafi did with his gold dinar. And so, like Libya, China must be taken down somehow. It is not an option. At the current situation, any value-based currency in wide circulation around the world is going to destroy the dollar. So now we're looking at the United States getting ready to start a war with China. And the current winner of the What Really Happened Golden Poo Award is the first propaganda shot to convince you that you must be ready to sacrifice the lives of your children to make the world safe for private central banking. And our heartfelt congratulations to CNBC for winning this highly coveted award for such creativity in their writing here. So we'll probably be handing out more of those in the very, very near future as we get closer and closer to the final economic denouement. We can expect the lies to just escalate and escalate and escalate. And obviously the people who put this one out there have forgotten the first rule of propaganda. For propaganda to work, it must be believable, and nobody is going to buy this one at all. All right, we got a caller on the line, Jim in Texas. Aloha, Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'd like to digress back to the Secret Service having their equipment stolen. That does not happen. I transport that equipment for the Secret Service. We go through an inspection like you can't believe. We also have phone numbers and a panic button in our truck that connects us directly to DITS. There is no way that stuff goes on a U-Haul, period.
Okay, well, you know, thank you for the inside information. And like I said, this whole thing just feels very, very wanky. And if I were Joe Biden and his people, I'd be very, very nervous right about now. You know, the Secret Service makes me nervous. And we know those protective details don't always protect. We saw that certainly with John F. Kennedy. We saw it with Indira Gandhi. She was assassinated by her own protective detail. All it takes is enough money.
Well, I know those people, and they are fine, fine people. And they are very serious about their jobs. Very serious. So don't think for a minute that somebody's going to do it from the outside, because it's not going to happen from the outside.
Well, it happened from the outside with Robert Kennedy and John F. Kennedy, and you know, obviously, if it were not possible to do that, they wouldn't be quite so nervous about the whole situation. And I'm not saying that the Secret Service protective detail are all a bunch of bums. Obviously, they're the best of the best of the best. On the other hand, the Secret Service agent I dealt with here on Oahu a while back, frankly, he didn't impress me. But then he was dealing with Financial Crimes Division and not the protective detail. You know, a lot of what we think the protective detail about, you know, is coming from movies and television. But there is something very weird about this story where, you know, the truck is taken and then it's found. And I think somebody was running a drill or a simulation on how to get to the vice president. And again, this seems to come up at the same time. We've got the U.S. government buying these hollow point bullets, and certainly this bizarre story that supposedly leaked from within the Department of Homeland Security itself, that Obama is going to fake an assassination attempt to somehow guarantee his second term. And it's all bizarre, but there's something weird going on. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Jim. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Call me U.S. Steel. 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And one of the people in our chat room, you know, posted that the problem with going to war with China is after an hour, you're hungry for war again. So that's, we have some very sharp people in our audience. All righty, getting back to the more serious news here. Al-Qaeda leader strikes deal with the U.S. and the Saudis to send 5,000 fighters to Syria. They're saying this militant who fought alongside Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan and is now the leader of a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda in South Yemen has struck a deal with the United States and Saudi Arabia to send 5,000 Al-Qaeda fighters into Syria. Oceania is our friend. We've always been at war with East Asia. It's the official White House response on this one here. Now, of course, if this guy fought alongside Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan, that was when bin Laden was on the side of the U.S. against the Soviet Union. His CIA code name was Tim Osman. And so it's all illusion. It's all fraud. It's all hoax. Be afraid of Al-Qaeda, except for these over here, because they're working for us now. They're still trying to create this illusion Al-Qaeda is bringing down Syria. We had nothing to do with it. Yeah, you're signing the checks, providing the weapons here. Now, you know, the problem with establishing an award like the Golden Poo is that all of a sudden everybody wants one. And Israel just threw their hat into the ring, into the running, rather, because they've just put out a news story. We just linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. The Iranians are almost there, and this is how they did it. Enrichment is accelerating. The warhead is taking shape. A nuclear trigger is deep in development. And the Shahab 3 missile has Israel in range and can detonate in an airburst 600 meters above the ground, just like the atomic bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And while we're at it, Hitler, Holocaust, Nazis. There is absolutely no proof at all that Iran is building any nuclear weapons. It's all rumor and innuendo. And Iran is not going to flip a Shahab 3 missile at Israel, even filled with confetti, because they know the immediate response from both Israel and the United States will be nuclear obliteration. It's just not going to happen. The Iranians are not stupid. This is just a reflection of how desperate Netanyahu is getting to try and get this war going before the October elections in Israel. And again, this could be a propaganda run-up to a nuclear false flag staged by Israel to blame on Iran. Netanyahu's in a corner. He's desperate. Even the leader of the opposition party, the Kadima party, is out there publicly saying Netanyahu's losing it. He looks stressed out. He looks like he's going crazy. So they're out there ramping up the rhetoric. They're trying to basically go out there and scream there, yes, Iran has the bomb. Forget the IAEA. Forget all those American intelligence reports. Forget all about that stuff. We know. Miss Cleo told us. We saw it in our crystal ball. The Kabbalah told us. Iran has a nuclear weapon and they're going to strike. So it reveals the degree of panic and desperation on Netanyahu's part to get this thing going. And I think the most likely possibility is that they are seriously considering setting off a nuclear weapon someplace to blame on Iran. And we've seen this time and time again, the false flag attack. Israel lives by the false flag attack. Bombing of the King David Hotel carried out by Israelis, blamed on everybody else. The Levant affair, same thing. Down in Egypt, blowing up British and American assets, planting evidence to frame the Egyptians. Until one of the bombs went off early and they got the bomber and found it was an Israeli agent. When Israel was attacking Egypt, they also attacked the USS Liberty, tried to blame Egypt for it, until the crew of the USS Liberty finally got a message out and said, no, these are Israeli boats and planes doing this whole thing. USS Cole was probably more of the same. We know all about the dancing Israelis, the Mossad agents who were arrested for cheering and high-fiving and dancing as the World Trade Towers came on down here. Which brings me to my next story. There's a very bizarre article out there. Iran could strike U.S. bases if Israel attacks. And this is attributed to Hezbollah. Which, even if Hezbollah had an inside source in the Iranian government, why would they say something like this? This is just more propaganda. And it's saying Iran could hit U.S. bases in the Middle East in response to an Israeli strike on its nuclear facilities, even if America plays no role in the attack. Now, what this means is that when Israel attacks Iran, they'll flip a couple misses at U.S. targets, like the USS Enterprise, and blame Iran for it. And they've tried that one before, because, again, when Israel attacked Egypt, they also attacked the U.S. ship and blamed Egypt for it to try and trick the U.S. into the war on Israel's side. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. So we're seeing these red warning signs that Netanyahu is going to go ahead and attack Iran, and he's going to do anything he can to trick the United States into it, including attacking U.S. forces like they did before. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And getting back to all of the things Israel is trying to do to get this war going. And they're trying everything. It's sort of a shotgun approach to this thing, because now the Israeli government has accused the White House of making a secret deal with Iran to sell out Israel. Which obviously would affect Obama's standing within the American Jewish community, Jewish donors, Jewish voters, and Jewish control of the media. So this is a direct attack on Obama's campaign to try and goad him into going along with this war with Iran. And of course, the White House has denied it. And there's no reason for the White House to be making a deal with Iran over the inadvisability of getting into another war. Obama already sees getting into war with Iran, which risked war with Russia and China, is an election loser in the eyes of the American people. So Israel's lies are getting more and more desperate. They're not even thinking them all the way through. They're just out there screaming all this nonsensical ravings about Iran has built a nuclear bomb under the nose of the IAEA. And if you point out that this stuff is not supported, and there's no facts, it's not even logical, you know, they fall back and scream, ah, you're just being an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, you're a Hitler lover, and all the rest of this other nonsense. which even a former member of the Israeli government admitted on Democracy Now. It's just a trick. Israel's attitude is we're going to say whatever we feel like we want to say, and when you come back and say this doesn't make any sense, we just call you an anti-Semite to shut you up. They admit it. That's what they do. So Iran has now completed 30% of their own missile defense system. Remember this whole situation where Iran was going to buy a Russian S-300 system and then under pressure from the United States, who was under pressure from Israel, Russia backed off and said, we can't do it. It's an escalation. It's only going to make situation worse. So Iran, which still has their own manufacturing, unlike the United States, they're building their own and they're installing it. And it's going to make life a lot more difficult for anybody trying to fly in and bomb the power station. And just a reminder, Iran's nuclear power station at Bushehr is now operational. It is running at full power, 1,000 megawatts going out onto the Iranian power grid, so they're not having to burn up any more of their own oil. And if Israel bombs that reactor while it is operating, the resulting release of radioactive contamination will rival Chernobyl and Fukushima. And Israel doesn't care if the Iranians come down with cancer and stuff. Those are just Iranians. We don't care about them. And because the prevailing winds would take the cloud of radioactivity up into Russia, Israel's not worried that it's going to harm them. You know, we're the chosen. The radioactivity will not come down to hit us. But Russia, I think, would be very, very unhappy over yet another radioactive disaster. In this case, deliberately caused. Chernobyl was an accident. Fukushima was a natural disaster, coupled with some very stupid money junkie cutbacks on the safety systems. Possibly Stuxnet, we don't know. But an Israeli attack on Iran's nuclear power station is an intentional, overt act. There are Russian nationals on the ground. Technically, until Iran finishes paying Russia for this power station, it's still technically Russian state property. Now, there's a big headline news story out there. 9 Israeli MPs vow unconditional support for attacking Iran. And they're saying basically 9 members of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, have signed a letter today promising total and unwavering support for any war against Iran, saying they have complete faith in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision on the matter. Well, everyone who signed that letter, those 9 members of the Knesset, ought to prove their total and unwavering support for any war against Iran by taking a rifle, putting on a parachute, and climbing onto that transport to Iran. I think anybody in any government, if they are in favor of a war, they and their families should be the first to go fight it. Now, as a side note, the number of members of the Knesset fluctuates quite a bit, but generally there's about 120 of them. So they're trying to make a big headline news out of 9 out of 120 Knesset members saying, yes, let's go to war in Iran. And they're not talking about the other approximately 110. We're saying, you know, I don't think this is a really good idea. Don't think it's a really good idea at all. And something that you need to understand in the geopolitical context, if Israel attacks Iran, it's going to be viewed by the rest of the world as completely unprovoked and completely unjustified. But Iran will be seen as perfectly justified in a counterattack and a retaliation, which, of course, Israel is expecting the U.S. government will throw your children in front of Iran's bullets to save those precious Israeli children, who are really far too valuable and superior, to paraphrase Mitt Romney, to risk fighting their own wars. You know, that's what American kids are for. They're not worth anything except as bullet stoppers. But this war is a mistake. Netanyahu is literally playing with a global war because he wants to be reelected one more time. There was a movie out a while back called Dave. Kevin Kline starred in it. It's a really good movie. It's a lot of fun. It's a light comedy. And basically, the Kevin Kline character plays a just this small town guy, runs an employment agency, and he just happens to look exactly like the president of the United States. And so he's got a little side business as a celebrity impersonator, and he goes out and he does shows and jokes, you know, imitating the president. And then he gets hired by the White House to substitute for the real president, so that the president appears to be over here when in fact the real president is off in a hotel room grabbing a piece. And the real president suffers a stroke in the middle. Well, how do I put this delicately? In the saddle, suffers a stroke. And rather than have the vice president come in, who's got very different ideas, the White House chief of staff and a couple of the other insiders, they take this celebrity impersonator and they make him the president. And because he's not a career politician and he's not a money junkie and he's not the rest of the stuff, he actually starts to do the job right. And at the very, very end, where he decides to fake his own death so he can get out of this whole mess, and he makes this beautiful little speech where he says, I can't love the, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the words exactly. You can't love the job so much that you forget to do the job. And that seems to be something that has long been gone from the American political system. The idea that you are there to do a job, and doing the job is more important than simply getting the job again. That if you're not willing to take responsibility to do the job the right way, you probably ought not to be there in the first place. Unfortunately, we've seen with people like John F. Kennedy and Vince Foster, that mansion on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue can be very inspiring. You can be the most corrupt person in the world, and you get in there and you realize, wow, this isn't a game anymore. This is real. I'm trying to run an entire country of millions and millions of Americans. And all of a sudden you say, I think maybe I'm going to do the job the right way. Lyndon Johnson went through the same thing when he was in his last term before he announced he wasn't going to run for re-election and threw everything into chaos. He had a meeting with Martin Luther King in the Oval Office, where he expressed his support for what Martin Luther King was doing. And Martin Luther King was shocked, and he said, Mr. President, you know, given your statements in your earlier political career, I must say I'm a little surprised that you support the civil rights movement. And Johnson said, I'm the president. I don't owe anybody anything anymore. I'm not running for re-election. And what's that old Negro spiritual? Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. And that is a rare thing in the American political system, where somebody will get into these offices and look around and all of a sudden say, this isn't just about favors and looting the people and accepting the corruption and all the gifts and all the gold stuff that goes on the wall. I'm really here. I'm in a position to do the job either right or wrong, and I have to take that responsibility to do it right. Ron Paul's another one just like that. You know, he has survived in Congress against a tremendous amount of opposition. He has done extraordinarily well against organized conspiracy by the political machines and the media to keep him out of any higher offices. But he's a man who clearly believes in doing the job right, which is why he has maintained a consistent message throughout his decades of service in the Congress. Every other politician, they'll just change whatever they're saying to win the office again. And then once they're in the office, they don't care what they said before. We've got another story like that coming out. You've probably all heard Obama's out there saying, I'm committed to getting our troops out of Afghanistan by 2014. And apparently he said it last Sunday in a speech. And this morning the White House is out there saying, you shouldn't pay attention to that. Everybody knows the real plan and agenda is 2024 now. And you press, you're just being unfair by focusing on what Obama actually says. Nobody's supposed to pay attention to what he actually says in an election year. Lies are protected speech under the First Amendment for political candidates. Of course, if you want to stand up and say the political candidate is full of it, you have to go over to your little free speech zone and get locked up in the cage where nobody can hear or see you. But it is amazing how, and a little distressing, how much the American public, the present audience excluded, obviously, but the general American public, the dullards, the ones who still think, those television networks are telling them the truth, how ready they are to go along with the idea that, yeah, it's a campaign season and they're lying and they're trying to distract us with gay marriage and abortions and stuff. And that's just the way it is. And we cannot expect anything better. Yeah, you can. You should not only expect something better, you should demand it. Anyway, over in Yemen, there's been a drone strike by the United States. They're calling it a mistake. Killed another 13 civilians. Oh, gee, our bad. Source at the White House said this is a senseless tragedy. Those women might have been Democratic voters. Meanwhile, Israel is in high dudgeon over this pending sale by Germany of submarines to the government of Egypt, saying it will upset the balance of power in the Middle East. Well, there is no balance of power. You've got Israel with all the weapons and all the nukes and everything, and everybody else is pretty much disarmed. So the balance of power in the Middle East is tipped heavily in favor of Israel, and Israel wants it to stay that way so they can grab pieces of other people's countries with impunity. That's the reason they don't want anybody else to have nuclear weapons or even to have modern sophisticated weapons. We get all the latest that the United States can produce, and they get all the junk left over from the Korean War. And so Germany is basically telling Israel to stuff it. And so is the government of Egypt. Israel certainly got enough of those German submarines. There's no reason for Egypt not to get some of those submarines. There's one key difference. Egypt's going to pay for them. And right now, with their export market in the Al-Qaeda, Germany needs all the export sales that they can get. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the leader of the Israeli opposition party, the Kadima, is blasting Netanyahu for his war rhetoric against Iran and says Netanyahu's lost his wits. He's not making thought-out, responsible decisions. He is creating sense of impending war. Further went on to describe Netanyahu as seeming confused, stressed out, and unfocused, which is the way Netanyahu appears to me as well. Now, Mofaz and the Kadima party did something very, very smart. About a month back, they basically left the coalition government, said, we're not going to have anything to do with this. Netanyahu gets the responsibility for all this war stuff. We're just going to go over here and wait for the next elections. And unless Netanyahu gets his war with Iran, he gets the U.S. to fight it for him, the Kadima party is likely to win the majority in October's elections, and that means Netanyahu is out of a job. He's going to get a pink slip, followed by a whole bunch of legal papers, because he's no longer going to be a head of state and immune to prosecution for his various corruptions and bribery and everything that's been piling up over the last several years. So that's why Netanyahu is ready to start World War III in earnest. So he doesn't have to go to jail for all the stuff that he did that was really, really bad. And the attitude seems to be that, you know, Israel's going to do what Israel's going to do, but you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to point it out. That's just being anti-Semitic. There's apparently a big stink down in Australia because, as you know, there is this group of Israeli soldiers or former soldiers who've gone public over what they're seeing the IDF do to the Palestinians. And they've documented all these war crimes, the use of Palestinian children as human shields, abuse, shootings of Palestinian children for no reason whatsoever. And basically saying the IDF, far from being the most moral army in the world, as Israel likes to proclaim, that the IDF routinely cross moral red lines without concern because they know they will not be punished by the Israeli government. So the Australian papers covered this story. And Jewish groups in Australia are out there screaming, this could not possibly be true. It's all a bunch of anti-Semitism. So forth and so on. We have seen it here in the United States of America time and time again, where Israelis will commit all these crimes and they get to walk away from it for free. Remember the AIPAC spy scandal? The American who was accused along with the two spies from AIPAC, he got a 12-year sentence. And the two guys from AIPAC, they walked. Absolutely walked. We have a two-tiered justice system in this country. One system for the Israelis and another system for everybody else. So down in Australia, the Jewish groups there are trying to coerce the newspapers into retraction and saying, oh, we know it isn't true. The Israelis wouldn't do anything like that. You know, they only ran over Rachel Corrie. twice because the driver couldn't see her or any of the other people standing around screaming, hey, you've run somebody over. See, I already talked about this. Supposedly, Hezbollah is warning Iran will strike U.S. bases following an Israeli attack, even if the Americans are not involved. No, Iran wouldn't do that. I mean, just think about it. Common sense. I know I talked about this before, but I wanted to come back and make this point. Common sense. Why would Iran do something like that? If Israel is attacking Iran, Iran has every right to counterattack against Israel. They're not going to attack the Americans. That'll bring them into the war. And so this announcement by Hezbollah, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, is clearly propaganda. And that Israel, when it attacks Iran, is going to attack U.S. forces and blame Iran for it. They did it in the Egyptian war with the USS Liberty. They could do it in the Iranian war with the USS Enterprise. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I have a little story aimed at the so-called Christian Zionists in the United States of America. These are people who have been convinced because of the Scofield Bible that if they help Israel set fire to the entire world, that Jesus is going to come down and invite them up to the big house after it's all over. Now, these people, the Christian Zionists, pledge undying support and respect for everything that Israel does, and Israel has successfully exploited this belief system to gain that support. But you need to remember that Israel, which demands all this support and respect from America's Christian Zionists, does not repay in kind. And apparently, as part of what is called a price tag attack by some of these enraged Israeli settlers who don't like to be reminded that their settlements are violations of all kinds of treaties and UN resolutions, apparently tried to set fire to a Christian monastery in Latrun near Jerusalem. And they wrote things on the door that were, you know, basically Jesus is a monkey, which seems to be a consistent theme. We put up a reprise of that video from that show that's produced in Israel where there's this girl in very skimpy clothing and she nails a monkey to a cross. And so you need to understand, respect should be a two-way street. And if it isn't, somebody is being used. So just a little message there to the Christian Zionists. It's a one-way street. They'll take your money, your support, your votes, your political power. Nothing is going to come back the other way except this promise, hey, you get to go to heaven when it's all over. Which is kind of weird if you think about it, because this whole end time scenario as a justification for supporting Israel, the Israelis don't get to go along to heaven when it's all over. They get left behind. So again, a little common sense really begins to undermine some of the propaganda that you are being fed on this stuff here. All righty, let's see. The economy, the U.S. stock market is down. It was down 100 points earlier in the day. I think it's back up to minus 40 on the Dow. And supposedly this is attributed to factory contraction. And this is a very important indicator. We were talking about this last week. Manufacturing is a very reliable indicator of whether the economy is functioning or not. As consumers run out of money with which to buy products at the stores don't place orders for new products. Manufacturers don't get the orders. They start cutting back on imports of raw materials. They let workers go, so forth and so on. So basically we're seeing a factory contraction, and it's very alarming that this is happening right now, because this is normally the time of year when stores are starting to place their orders for whatever little gizmos and gadgets and fashionably trendy, you know, junk is going to be in the stores for the Christmas shopping season. And by the way, the ribbons stuff is showing up. We were over at Sam's Club the other day. They've already got the Christmas stuff is going up on display. It's amazing. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.